Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and with me in this segment is Jakari Jackson, and we've been talking about a variety of issues. In this segment, I want to talk to him about something he covered last night on the Nightly News. And, of course, if you're not a subscriber to the Nightly News, please consider becoming a subscriber to Prison Planet TV. It helps to support our operation. You can share it with 20 people at the same time. They can all view the Nightly News every night as it happens, Monday through Friday, and also have access to all of Alex Jones's documentaries. But it's a big help to support our operation. But last night, Jakari, when you were hosting the Nightly News, you talked about this article, the VA's office is colluding with the FBI and the ATF to disarm vets.
That's right. So basically, if you're a veteran and you go to the VA, even if you have the most benign reason, you just happen to mention to the doctor, I'm having difficulty balancing my checkbook, that's somehow now a red flag for gun confiscation.
Mm-hmm. You're having difficulty sleeping or whatever, you know.
Yes.
Okay. They can just merely, one person can label you. And then once they label you in the system, now they're sharing that information with the FBI
and the NICS background check system. So if you guys go to any gun store, you go to Cabela's, you go to Academy, wherever, to buy your firearm, now this information is going to be included in that background check and could potentially cost you the right to purchase a firearm. And it's very interesting to me, David, that they'll send these guys overseas to die to fight for their country, but the guys who survive, they come back and they try any excuse to take away your firearm.
Yeah.
They come back and they tell you you can't worship the gods you want at Fort Hood. It's completely ridiculous what they're doing to our veterans.
As he points out in this article that we have up on Infowars.com, says the VA will provide an encrypted compact disc exchanged via mail to the FBI no less than quarterly. Inclusion in the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. That's the NICS you're talking about. And this is a comment from one of the veterans that's in the article. He said, what concerns me is basically they've taken away constitutional rights without due process. They said they would maintain all this information in only the VA database. So if she were to go out and get a firearm, they said, sure. But we found out that they send all that information to the FBI and the ATF. They basically lied to us. It's like a no-fly list. Once you get on it, you cannot get off.
That's right, because, David, you remember when everybody was talking about these gun registries, everybody wanted you to believe that, oh, we're going to take your information, but we're just going to keep it in this one little box. Regardless mm-hmm. of where you went to the doctor with Obamacare or whatever, mm-hmm. it's just going to stay here, and that's all that's going to happen to it. But now we see clear as day, even though we knew it was going to come down to this, is they're sharing your information with other people trying to take away your Second Amendment rights.
And I remember in the wake of some of these mass shootings, hearing Republicans, conservatives, even the NRA, pushing the idea that we needed to tie into psychiatrist database and the medical databases and everything. We needed to screen people for this. And at the time, I said, they're going to misuse this. They're going to this is just the opinion of one person basically
yes.
can take away your civil rights without any due process whatsoever. That's the danger of this.
You go to the doctor and there's somebody who just hates guns in general.
Yes.
And now they're like, well, you don't need a gun in the first place, but now I'm going to deem you mentally deficient, mentally incompetent to even own a firearm.
Yes. Yes.
And who gets to decide? And that's the thing that people don't understand is you have people who don't even like guns in the first place trying to discredit you from owning one.
Mm-hmm.
So any little thing about you, you know,
it's just the opinion of one person.
Yeah.
And it's not a process. It's not that you've got a jury there. But of course, they're confiscating people's property without even charging you. That's what we're talking about with civil asset forfeiture. We've talked about so much this last week. I mean, there's no due process with that. They don't have to charge you. They don't have to find you guilty. There's no presumption of innocence. And of course, they charge the property, okay, with committing a crime and take that property. So I think maybe the people who ought to be committed into an insane asylum are the people who wrote these laws
yep.
charging property. They certainly ought to be put in jail. Thank you so much, Jakari, for joining us. And stay with us in the next segment. We're going to have Paul Joseph Watson joining us from the UK. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. David Knight, your host today on this Thursday, April 23rd, 2015. And, of course, we've been talking to Jakari Jackson about the Obama announcement, the collateral damage, the innocent people who have who were killed back in January, three Americans, an Italian. And, of course, saying that they very much regret that that happened, making a formal apology about it, never making an apology for the thousands that they've killed. The open criminality, I think, is the theme that we see today running throughout the news. It's certainly what I see. The fact that we've got a government that not only moved to hold a gun to our heads to force us to buy insurance in ways and means that we didn't necessarily want, taking away our choice in that. Now they're holding a gun to our head to take away our choice in medication. They've already held a gun to our heads and stolen property from us on the streets, civil asset forfeiture, where they don't charge us with a crime, they just take that. We've also got the government who is openly spying on us without apologies, without regrets, and without making any excuses about how they're violating their oath to the Constitution. And so when I look at all that, I see this news about cities that are robbing people by shortening the yellow light times. And to me, even though that may sound like a small thing to you, this is a lot of money. And this really hits us where we live. And I think if we look at some of these things that are close to us, we can wake people up who are basically asleep to the larger issues, who don't really understand how they're putting together a complete infrastructure of tyranny and connecting all the pieces together. It's not just the secret trade agreements. They're putting all of the pieces together. That's what we're going to be talking to Paul Watson about when he joins us as we see them training to take on Americans in the streets with the military. If we do wake up, if there is some kind of a catastrophe or an economic collapse, they are going to use the iron fist against us. That's what they're training for. But just take a look at this kind of corruption, this kind of in-your-face corruption. We got six cities caught shortening yellow lights. Is this one where you live? Chattanooga, Tennessee. In Chattanooga, and this is what most of them are doing. Typically, they've got about a four-second time period from when it goes from yellow to red. And what they typically do in these scams that the cities are running, they shorten it by about a second, take it down to like 3 seconds. They say the city of Chattanooga was forced to refund $8,800 in red light camera tickets issued to motorists trapped by an illegally short yellow time. So they have a legal limit as to what that's supposed to be. And the reason that's there is because it makes it a lot more dangerous if you shorten it up to red lights. People will slam on their brakes and get rear-ended. And that's what we see happening with these red light cameras. So it's not just a racket that they're doing, but it's also a racket that makes it more dangerous on the street. And it's a racket that they do in cooperation with corporations. We've got Lasercraft in Chattanooga, Tennessee, the private vendor that runs the camera program in return for a cut of the profits. There you go. Give me a cut of the loot. And they lied to them. They lied to the judge when they took this into court. The judge, however, went out to this one particular intersection in question, and he timed it himself. He said, you guys are lying. Now, Dallas, Texas, the city's second highest revenue-producing camera, the second highest. They did the same thing. They shortened it. They got 9,407 tickets worth over $705,000 in just 8 months in 2007. Crime pays, doesn't it? Also, Springfield, Missouri is another one. Lubbock, Texas. Nashville, Tennessee. In Nashville, Tennessee, the way they found it in 2006 was a resident there, Joe Savage, obtained data on every red light running ticket issued on Broadway Street since 2000. You can shut it down. One person can shut this down, especially if we stand together. But this is a major factor, even going back to the recent election in Chicago, where Rahm Emanuel was running for re-election. He was forced into a runoff, and the guy who was running against him, I think his name was Chuy Garcia, made it a big issue. Now the Illinois House has voted to ban red light cameras, except in Chicago. Chicago gets an exception. The reason they say is because this is in municipalities that don't have home rule. In other words, they have less of a population than 25,000 people. They say that the Chicago Tribune did a report. It triggered a federal investigation into allegations that the Chicago camera company was involved in a $2 million bribery scheme. And the alleged bagman in the scheme has pled guilty to bribery. They have also indicted the former CEO of the since-fired vendor, Redflex Traffic Systems. So we'll see what happens with that. But nevertheless, they have made a lot of money. Just in Chicago, there are millions of tickets that have been done in the last several years. And when they shorten up these lights, that's the way they rob you on the streets. Again, I'm reminded of the fact that Lysander Spooner said the difference between the government and a highway robber is the highway robber steals your money and leaves you alone, but the government takes your money and then follows you, nagging you down the road. And we also have an election coming up, and there's people who are tossing their hat in to the ring pretty much every day. One of the people who came out yesterday, it was reported on Drudge Report. This is Carly, hear her roar. He linked to this article from Eleanor Cliff. Now, of course, Eleanor Cliff is not a Republican, so she's kind of harsh on Carly, but, you know, if you hear her in her own words, it's bad enough. It's one of the most sexist things I've ever seen. Now, she's saying that she's going to take away the gender card from Hillary Clinton, and she says she's not going to allow Hillary Clinton to run on identity politics. You know, vote for me simply because I'm a woman. We're hearing that all the time, and yet listen to what Carly Fiorina said. Or Fiona, let's see, is her name Fiona? Fiorina, sorry. She's in California. She ran for Senate there. She couldn't even beat Barbara Boxer. I don't think she's going to be able to beat Hillary Clinton. But this is what she said. Carly said, get women involved in any problem and the problem gets better. Can you imagine if a man were to say that in reverse? Get a man involved in any problem and the problem gets better. The data is clear. That's what she said. She says, it's not that we haven't seen a man's judgment clouded by hormones in the Oval Office, in a not-so-veiled reference to Bill Clinton. But of course, he also pushed back against claims that she didn't have any experience in government. She says, "Well, I'm not a political, I'm not a professional politician." Well, the only reason she's not is because she couldn't beat Barbara Boxer. But then she gives her qualifications. She says that she's worked on consulting gigs with the State Department and the CIA. Well, I guess she's eminently qualified if she worked for the CIA, because that's the way the entire government works now, as if everything is a national security secret. Of course, we've also got a massive case of hypocrisy going on at MSNBC. We've got multiple people now. It's up to four. This is the fourth one who's come out with, you know, they're constantly pushing big government, constantly pushing wealth redistribution. And yet these people apparently are not paying their taxes, even though they're telling you that you need to pay your taxes and redistribute income. But it's nothing compared to what the Clintons are doing. Reuters did an investigation on their own of the Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton Foundation, and they found that the family's charities are refiling at least five annual tax returns after they found errors in how they reported donations from governments. And they say they may audit other Clinton Foundation returns in case of other errors. Now, for 3 years in a row, beginning in 2010, the Clinton Foundation reported to the IRS that they had received zero funds from foreign and U.S. governments. Those entries were untrue. Actually, several foreign governments had contributed tens of millions of dollars to the Clintons. And it's interesting that not only is Reuters doing this investigation, but the New York Times is looking at this as well. We've got the book that's coming along, and they refer to this book, Clinton Cash, that's going to be released shortly. But they also did a full article about another pay-for-play scandal. Cash flowed to Clinton Foundation as Russians pressed for control of uranium company. And I got to say that when the New York Times is piling on to the Clintons, they're in big trouble. I still think she's going to come out of this, but it certainly looks like even the establishment liberal press is coming after her big time. Listen to what happened back in January 2013, they say. There was an article that detailed how the Russian Atomic Energy Agency, Rosatom, or Rosatom, had taken over a Canadian company with uranium mining stakes that went from Central Asia to the American West. Now, this has made it one of the largest uranium producers in the world. And when the Russians took this over, it brought Putin closer to the goal of controlling the global uranium supply chain. But the untold story, they say, behind this is one that involves not just Vladimir Putin, but also Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. At the heart of the tale, they say, are several men who are leaders of the Canadian mining industry, who were major donors to Bill Clinton and his family. They eventually sold all this off to the Russians. They created a company called Uranium One. Now, the reason that the State Department got involved with this is because, of course, uranium is considered to be a strategic mineral with national security implications, so it had to be approved by a lot of different government agencies, including the State Department. And the interesting thing about it is that when Hillary Clinton's State Department approved this, they immediately received donations from these Canadian mining executives. And this is something that is going to be explored in detail in the upcoming book, Clinton Cash. But as I point out, the Clinton Foundation right now has $250 million in assets. And here's the punchline at the very end of the article. They talk about how, well, they looked at this and there was supposed to be no export allowed of this uranium. That's how they justified this. That didn't happen. They're exporting it to a lot of different countries. And they have changed, they've taken the company private, and they have changed the name to ARMZ. ARMZ, A-R-M-Z. There you go, right out in the open. That's what I say, the corruption and the pay-for-play is right out in the open. One of the things that we always look at this, of course, is to know that elections are an advanced auction of stolen goods. As I've mentioned before, that was what H.L. Mencken pointed out, and it is even more true today. It's always been true. But it's also not just buying influence before things happen, but it is also now quite clearly a selection, more than it is an election. We just pointed out yesterday that we've got a lot of Republican candidates that are going to be going to the Koch brothers to get donations. Well, of course, there's something called the Sheldon primary. Yes. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. A very rich casino operator who spent nearly $100 million on the last election. He has his own personal primary because there's a pot of gold at the bottom. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Joseph Watson from the UK. Of course, next week we're going to have the premiere of The Avengers Part 2, and Robert Downey Jr. is making a making the tours, promoting the movie. He went to an interview in the UK where the guy tried to shame him and out him as a conservative. We're going to play that for you and let Paul break that down with some comments on it. Before we go to Paul, real quickly, I want to let you know that we have Silver Bullet at the InfoWars Life store, 50% off right now. That's a $15 per bottle savings. That's 30 parts per million. It's preparedness grade silver, and right now you can get that at 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, all of our ProPure water filters are 10% off with the promo code WATER at the InfoWarsStore.com. Joining us now is Paul Joseph Watson. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Hi, David. Good to be back.
Let's start out real quickly. Let's just run this clip, and we'll get your comments on it. This is Robert Downey Jr., and of course, this is part of his promo tour for Avengers 2 coming out next week. Let's run this clip and see what this interviewer in the UK did to him.
I mean, what I'd really like to ask you about a quote you gave to the New York Times. I don't want to pry, so if you don't want to talk about it, that's fine. But what you said to the New York Times once was, it was after your incarceration, and you said, you can't go from a $2,000 a night hotel suite to a penitentiary and understand it and come out a liberal. And I just wondered what you meant by that.
Well, the funny thing is, and I appreciate your point of view, things that you said 5-7 years ago or things you said in an interview that made sense to you at the time, I could pick that apart for 2 hours and be no closer to the truth than I'd be giving you some half-assed answer right now. I couldn't even really tell you what a liberal is. So therein lies the answer to your question.
The statement sort of stands by itself, doesn't it? I mean, does that mean you're not a liberal, or that you came out of prison not being a liberal?
Are we promoting a movie? To me, the thing is that I'm certainly not going to backpedal on anything I've said, but I wouldn't say I'm a Republican or a liberal or a Democrat. I think when I was talking to the person who was doing the interview that day, and that just happened to be my opinion. That's the nice thing, is you can have opinions and they kind of change and flow.
Yeah, well, that's life, and that's growing older, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you say we're promoting an interview. I mean, promoting the movie. I mean, obviously, you're doing a promotional round of interviews, and that's why we're talking about the movie. But we also would like to talk a little bit about you, and I don't know how comfortable you are, you know, talking about yourself at the moment.
You have as much time as anyone else will.
Yeah, well, okay, well, then let me just ask you a few more questions, and you can answer them if you want to and not if you don't want to.
He's looking over his shoulder.
Well, I think we've got three more minutes on our agreement.
Your foot's starting to jump a little bit. You better get to your next question.
The reason I'm asking about the past is that you've talked in other interviews again about your relationship with your father and the role of all of that in the dark periods you entered and taking drugs and drinking and all of that. And I just wondered whether, you know, you think you're free of all of that, or whether that's still something.
I'm sorry,
I
really don't. What are we doing?
I'm just asking questions.
Okay, at this point he gets up and he walks off, Paul. Yeah, what about that? What are your comments on that, Paul? It's pretty amazing.
Well, this guy, Krishnan Guru Murphy, who is a vehement liberal, is known for these kind of gotcha interviews. He did one with Quentin Tarantino probably about a year ago where he pushed him over and over again on the question of violence. So he begins by saying, you know, I'll ask you this question. If you don't want to answer it, that's fine. Downey Jr. answers the question, and then he keeps pushing it over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, behind the scenes, it's known that Downey Jr. is a conservative / libertarian. But in Hollywood, not being a liberal is a career killer.
Mm-hmm.
And James Woods, another famous actor, came out back in 2013 and said that he never expected to get any work again in Hollywood because he criticized our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. So the reaction to this interview, and at the end of it, Downey Jr. basically walks out because he starts asking him about his prior drug use and his relationship with his father when he was supposed to be there to promote a movie. The reaction is that this is basically conservative shaming. I mean, he says, you know, over and over again, so you're not a liberal, you're not a liberal. He's trying to shame him, Robert Downey Jr., into admitting that he's not a liberal. And this is the guy that has not injected politics into his career. He has these views privately. And yet there seems to be this obsession with this dominance in Hollywood of liberalism over conservatism, to the point where holding any kind of conservative outlook.
Hang on a second, Paul. We've got to take a break. We're going to be right back. Yeah, he said at the very beginning of the interview, I appreciate your point of view. He wasn't fooled. He knew exactly where this guy was going. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsLife.com is offering some of the biggest specials we've ever had. 50% off the super high-quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com is free of GMOs, gluten, additives, heavily concentrated in pure deionized water, electrically stabilized to improve potency, can store in your preparedness pack or medicine cabinet for years. Silver Bullet colloidal silver, 30 parts per million, now $14.95, down from $29.95. You cannot beat this deal. 50% off on Silver Bullet colloidal silver and free shipping. Now you know that's going to anger the control freaks. We've also launched the Alex Jones Challenge Pack. The three InfoWars Life products that help take me to the next level. Oxy Powder to flush out the upper and lower intestines. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 and Super Mel Vitality fused together have given me and many others amazing results. Discover the groundbreaking, powerfully simple products at InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and joining us from the UK is Paul Joseph Watson. We were just talking about and playing in the last segment the clip with Robert Downey Jr. being interviewed in the UK. Immediately the guy comes out, starts asking him whether he's a conservative or a liberal. At the very beginning, Paul, he said, yeah, I appreciate your point of view. In other words, like he knew exactly what this guy was doing. And then he tries to walk this back and says, hey, you know, you can have opinions. And they change over a period of time, but the guy just kept coming and coming. And as you point out, you need to be a overt liberal to work in Hollywood. It works against your career very much so if you they think that you're conservative or libertarian. I think it was interesting, Paul, the WikiLeaks posting of these Sony emails, the logo that's at the very top of the posting is, and there you can see it right now if you're watching, so it shows Sony, and of course Sony has the Marvel rights, and it was Robert Downey Jr. was promoting the Avengers 2, another Marvel film, but Sony has the rights to Spider-Man. And so they show Spider-Man, and he's lifting up his mask, and instead of a face, what you see is the donkey logo from the Democrat Party, because that's what these emails show, Paul. They show that the Sony Corporation has worked intimately with the Obama administration on issues like SOPA, TPP, the Transatlantic Partnership, also promoting with the interview the assassination of the North Korean president. And they worked very closely, Paul, to get Obama elected, releasing Zero Dark 30, portraying Obama as being this decisive, heroic leader who took out Osama bin Laden days before the election, and promoting his torture programs in the process. Your comments, Paul. Hey, Paul. Okay, we don't have Paul. I think we've lost Paul on the feed there, guys.
I can hear you now, David.
Okay, go ahead, Paul. Your comments.
Yeah, the whole tone of this interview was accusatory. It was about shaming Robert Downey Jr. into admitting, you know, God forbid, that he's a conservative. And why that's important is because we know that Hollywood has vast influence over the minds of millions of Americans. That's why the CIA, the US Army, gets involved with these Hollywood blockbusters. In many cases, vets the scripts of top Hollywood films because they know the influence that it wields culturally and in a narrative sense over the minds of millions of Americans. So it's, you know, Stephen Crowder wrote, quote, culture is upstream from politics and liberals know it. They have to protect and maintain their territory in Hollywood. People with dissenting viewpoints must be snuffed out. They don't want libertarians or conservatives who have influence in Hollywood and over their fans. I mean, you know, Robert Downey Jr. is huge at the moment. He's in The Avengers. He's in Iron Man. They don't want those kind of people with that influence influencing the millions of Americans who watch their movies with differing political viewpoints than the standard progressivism that the usual Hollywood set propagates. And we know this because in LA, there's this secret underground, almost secret society network of 2,000 people, a lot of actors, other people who work in Hollywood, who are conservatives but have to hide their political beliefs so as to maintain getting work in Hollywood. And that was revealed by Victoria Jackson, a former Saturday Night Live cast member. She revealed that to the Huffington Post in 2012. And then, of course, you had James Woods saying that he would never get work again as a result of criticizing Obama. So literally in Hollywood, there are libertarians and conservatives that have to conceal their political viewpoints because they know they won't get work. They will be discriminated against for not towing this leftist narrative.
Yes, exactly. And we've seen, as we pointed out earlier this week, these revelations of the Sony emails. I mean, first when we saw it in regards to the interview, we saw the State Department, the Rand Corporation, actively working with Sony, saying, yeah, we need to put out this narrative. We need to show the assassination of Kim Jong-un so we can get that into the mindset of the South Koreans. And we know that those DVDs will go across the border into South Korea. We can establish that with the South Koreans as well. And we see all of this tight coordination between Sony and the Obama administration, not only just to get Obama reelected, but also to push their agenda. I think it was interesting when Robert Downey Jr. said, wait a minute, are we promoting a movie here? He said that in the interview. You know, and that's the thing. People need to understand how the movies are being used to program us. And I think that's one of the valuable things we can get from looking at these Sony emails that have leaked out. Of course, one of the other things is the upcoming movie about Ed Snowden. That's going to be done by Sony. And they just edited the press release just this last week to say, well, don't say that they're criminally spying on people. Just say that it's controversial. Don't say that they're bugging people. Just say that they did various actions. I mean, they really toned that down. And I think, Paul, when we look at Marvel Studios, they've done a much better job. I look at Captain America Winter Soldier. I can't imagine that movie being made, for example, by Sony. I mean, they expose Operation Paperclip. They're critical of ideas that have been put forward in the surveillance state, the criminal surveillance state, and look at the consequences of where this could all go to. I don't see that coming out of any of the mainline Hollywood studios. I think that's one of the reasons why Marvel Studios has been so successful.
Yeah, and I think there's been a noticeable shift in Hollywood and in the movie industry. 10 years ago, in the few years after 9/11, there was a huge emphasis on statism and surveillance being good and everything being for the greater good. Over the past 5, 6, 7 years, I think we've kind of seen that shift, like you mentioned with Captain America and other movies. where, you know, drones are not seen as a positive force, and surveillance is not always seen as a positive force, and we can't always trust the government. So there's been a shift, but there are still, for example, sitcoms. A lot of the propaganda is now more in sitcoms. We had a story a couple of months ago, a Comedy Central sitcom, I can't remember the name, but they had one of the main characters sitting there reading a website with a crazy headline, something about Elvis and Michael Jackson, I can't even remember. But the design of the website was a mirror image almost of Infowars.com. And then obviously Alex talked about the other movie which completely failed again, I forget the name of it, I haven't watched it, where the guy's up ranting about, you know, Jews and the N-words and saying, I'm an Alex Jones listener. So, you know, we still see some of that propaganda, but in general, I think it's starting to shift in the movie industry where more pro-liberty, anti-surveillance messages are being put through. And they're, obviously, they're very concerned about it, which is now why they're trying to shame people for holding libertarian viewpoints.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting, especially in the Captain America franchise, and I think it's going to take on a life of its own. Next year they have the Civil War series. That's where Captain America is headed. This conflict between Iron Man, who represents the military-industrial complex, and Captain America, who represents the America that used to have a rule of law, the America that used to respect civil liberties and the Constitution. And so that's going to be a very interesting story narrative as it's developing. So I don't know, this particular one that's coming up next week, it may just be a popcorn movie, but it may have some of those themes in it. I think they've got so many different superheroes in it, they probably won't get into anything very deep like they do in the Captain America series. But again, I think that you're not going to see that kind of thing coming out of Sony. Out of Sony, you're going to see direct programming. So it kind of makes me wonder. I know Oliver Stone is a pretty opinionated director. He's got his own ideas about how he's going to do things. I wonder if there's going to be a big conflict between Sony and Oliver Stone as he does this Ed Snowden movie. We've already seen how they've censored the press release for it.
Well, of course, there was already an Ed Snowden documentary released,
yes.
I believe it was late last year, early this year, called Citizen 4, which was excellent because it just told the story of basically what he went through and what happened. It wasn't, you know, dramatized or anything like that, and that was a really good documentary/film. So, you know, Oliver Stone is... obviously, he's a quite an extreme leftist, but in terms of surveillance, I think he's probably a good ally. So if he's behind it, I would expect it to be of quite high quality.
Yeah, I think he's pretty much in the same position as we are in terms of being alarmed at what our government is doing in terms of destroying the rule of law, in terms of dragnet surveillance. Let's talk about this other article that you've got up. Marines conduct riot control drill. Tell us a little bit about that, and we'll play that video after you set it up.
Yeah, this was another drill. We've seen a spate of these in recent weeks out of Virginia, where they're basically training at the Naval Weapons Station in Yorktown, Virginia, again, to take on angry protesters. It shows Marines with batons, pepper spray, and rifles going toe-to-toe, basically, with these protesters who are throwing objects at them. And the interesting thing about this is, the Marines themselves released the video. This is quite a high-quality production. And again, they say, this is only for overseas operations.
Yeah.
They're releasing the video for the consumption of the American public.
Yeah.
If this is just a private training course, a drill, for preparation for overseas combat, why do they feel the need to put it on the internet in the first place? What kind of message does that send?
Right. Let's make it clear that the U.S. military has never operated in terms of like on the ground, in the streets, troops to control riots whenever they occupy a country. And we go in like just as the British military would do, just as the Romans would do. They get local people to do that. That's why we have the Iraqi police that they created, that they trained. So they're going to go in and they're going to not use Marines to do this kind of thing when they go into an occupied country. They're going to get some citizens who will work as police for them to do this. So this is something that they're doing to train here for America, and we should be very, very concerned that this is something that's being done by the Marines. This is not even the National Guard. I mean, we just saw the National Guard in this Richmond, California exercise, and they said it was a dirty bomb exercise. The people who videotaped that and reported on that said they didn't see any exercises where people were being helped. Merely they had crowd control exercises, and of course there was that person that we got a videotape of, they sent to us. He started saying, I'm a sovereign citizen, you don't have any authority over me, and then at that point they charged them and started pushing them back. So now the Marines are doing this as well. Let's run that clip. They're all masked up together. They got shields. They got
breaking news. This just in. We just received a tip about an operational readiness exercise conducted at the Naval Weapons Station in Yorktown, Virginia. Marines
guns.
Training for riot control. That's right.
Throwing tear gas.
Marines training for riot control. Per the usual, the exercise was given the cover story of overseas preparation. Sergeant Andrew S. Wilbur, a non-lethal weapons instructor, said of a similar exercise, quote, consider they are hypothetically operating within an embassy. However, as we've been following for weeks, public concerns are running high amidst the recent Fort Lauderdale FEMA camp roundup drills and Ontario, California martial law training. Participants in this latest training exercise were the Bravo Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Team Company. Oddly, the high production footage you're seeing right now is directly from the Department of Defense.
Wow,
it is a
amazing.
Professional news package intended for the public to see. So this exercise actually has a twofold effect. First, the Marines are training for riot and crowd control on American soil, where Tea Partiers and constitutionalists are constantly demonized by politicians and the media. In the event of civil unrest, these same Marines could deploy this training upon Americans. Second, the media production aspect of this is chilling because it shows they're doing this in full public view. They want this to be seen. Why? Because they want the public to accept Marines, not police, conducting riot control during the coming martial law and societal breakdown.
Yeah, absolutely right.
While training is a common part of military life, these tactics are suspect in context of our other reports. I implore you to please review the content that is on this channel to gain the full perspective. And, most importantly, please be prepared for the unknown days that lie ahead.
Now, I'll point out that the...
Network, I'm Gary Franchi.
Yeah, he's signing off there. That's Gary Franchi of the Next News Network, and he was the one that was the voice that you heard. That's truly amazing. But, you know, his conclusions, I agree with him 100%, Paul. Gary Franchi said that this is to condition the American public. I think that's a large part of what Jade Helm is about. And, of course, they're coming back to Bastrop County. They're going to have another county commissioner's meeting because they've already had one to give them the okay when the public didn't know about it. Now the public is upset about this in-your-face propaganda, the military training on the streets, and so they're going to have another meeting this coming Monday evening, April 27th. So people who are in Texas, we need to show up there and tell them what we think about this. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, the key point again, the Army, the National Guard, whoever it is, they always regurgitate this idea, this talking point. This is for foreign overseas operations, and the mainstream media, again, just parrots that every single time. But if you read the Army's own manuals, which is in our article Beyond Denial, Preparations of Martial Law on InfoWars, Civil Disturbance Operations, this is a leaked 2012 Army manual,
mm-hmm.
dozens of pages. It makes it clear that this training is dual purpose for, quote, dissidents within CONUS, the continental United States. Yes, it's for overseas, but it's also for domestic unrest. Because if you actually dig into that manual, they talk about re-educating Americans into a new appreciation of U.S. policies. Within, this is a quote, within the United States or U.S. territories during civil support operations. So the Army makes it clear that this training is dual purpose. And then you place it in the wider context of what came out of the Davos Economic Forum back in January, where the economist Robert Johnson said the elites, the wealthy, are buying hideaway remote places and land in countries like New Zealand and others because they're afraid of this growing wealth inequality, a lack of faith in the political system in America, which could lead to civil unrest, like we saw in Ferguson, Missouri. So not only do the U.S. Army admit that they're preparing for this domestically, now the elite recognize this threat. That's why they're buying these secret remote hideaways in countries like New Zealand. So when you place it in that wider context, it completely eviscerates the argument that this is solely for overseas operations.
Well, and of course, as you pointed out, we see that in their documents. They talk about how this is for use CONUS and continental United States. We also had some of the documents that showed that they were talking about collecting Social Security numbers for the people that they were putting in these re-education camps. I think it's very chilling to see the drill, for example, in Fort Lauderdale, where they've got civilians that they're rounding up in the dead of night. They've got them marching them single file with soldiers on either side of them and then putting them in white vans and then driving them away. This isn't what they do in other countries. And you know what? It isn't what we need to be training to do anyway in other countries. We need to back off of being invaders, back off of being an empire that occupies countries. We need to realize that we have never won as a government an asymmetric warfare where we are the occupying forces. Haven't won it. They readily admit that when they're talking about it back in 2005. We looked that up when we went to AP Hill. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it too! Yeah, I'm thirsty too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsLife.com is offering some of the biggest specials we've ever had. 50% off the super high-quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com is free of GMOs, gluten, additives, heavily concentrated in pure deionized water, electrically stabilized to improve potency, can store in your preparedness pack or medicine cabinet for years. Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, 30 parts per million, now $14.95, down from $29.95. You cannot beat this deal. 50% off on Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver and free shipping. Now you know that's going to anger the control freaks. We've also launched the Alex Jones Challenge Pack, the three InfoWars Life products that help take me to the next level. Oxy Powder to flush out the upper and lower intestines, Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, and Super Mel Vitality, fused together, have given me and many others amazing results. Discover the groundbreaking, powerfully simple products at InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and we're talking to Paul Joseph Watson in the UK. We've been talking about the new video of U.S. Marines, and this is something that was not taken by citizen activists. This was something that was professionally done and released by the Marine Corps for the public to see. So we can see that they're going to use the Marines to shut down any unrest in America. If we have some kind of a natural disaster, if we have martial law declared, if we have an economic collapse, you need to prepare for your family. One of the ways that you can do that right now is to make sure that you've got an adequate supply of food and water. Emergency food, you can get My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, we also have a way that you can protect yourself even if there isn't an economic collapse with pure water, and that's with the ProPure filters. Get out the fluoride that they're dumping into the water. Get out the glyphosate that you can't stop from being used by your neighbors. If you're living in a rural area, you can get 10% off of all ProPure water filters with the promo code WATER right now. So make sure you've got an adequate supply of good, clean water now and in an emergency, as well as an emergency food supply. My Patriot Supply food products available through InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go back to Paul. Now, Paul, as we were just talking about this, I think one of the things that concerns me the most is, of course, the founders of this country did not want to see a permanent standing army. They didn't want to see our government getting involved in foreign wars abroad because, as they pointed out, every time that happens, these standing armies that are fighting supposedly to protect us abroad always come back and are the means of tyranny at home. And so I'm not reassured when I see these types of things and they say, well, don't worry, we're not going to use this against you. We're only going to use it abroad. I know how that eventually turns out, even if they were to do something like that. But that is not the way they have fought these asymmetric warfare exercises. That's not the way they occupy a country. They use indigenous people as the immediate police. They come in with different kinds of military operations in these counterinsurgencies.
Yeah, and we know that the true target is eventually the American people. Yeah. I mean, it came out a few days ago, CNN, the Missouri National Guard, and this is aside from the whole Michael Brown argument, but they identified the demonstrators there as, quote, enemy forces. That's what they described them as in their own internal memos. And then we can go back to the New Hampshire situation where they purchased that Bearcat armored vehicle. The police chief justified the purchase of the vehicle by saying they needed to deal with the threat posed by Occupy activists and libertarians, free staters in New Hampshire. So this is why we're seeing this militarization of police. And it's a massive concern, as is Jade Helm. But then you get this counter-narrative, which is being seized upon by the mainstream media and used as ammunition, where, you know, these closed Walmart stores are all being turned into FEMA camps, which, again, is complete bunkum. There's no evidence for that. They would not build FEMA camps in public view. Mm-hmm. And yet, while that's being peddled on YouTube with hundreds of thousands of views, we have the orders, the contracts from KBR and Homeland Security from 2006-2011, where they're contracted to build internment camps. Yet that gets ignored, the concrete meat and potatoes that you can prove, and replaced by all these wild theories about Walmarts being turned into FEMA camps. The mainstream media seizes upon that and says, look, these conspiracy theorists who are concerned about martial law and civil unrest, they're all insane because they think Walmarts are going to become FEMA camps. This is crazy. And it is. And that gives them the opportunity to ignore what we document in the article, beyond denial, preparations for martial law. This step-by-step, verifiable, manifestly provable advancement towards martial law, towards this, you know, training to deal with domestic unrest.
Hang on, we've got to go to break. Can you stay with us one more segment, Paul?
Yeah.
All right, great. We're going to talk about this more when we come back. And, of course, in New Hampshire, the retired military officer said they're equipped better than we were in Fallujah.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsLife.com is offering some of the biggest specials we've ever had. 50% off the super high-quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com is free of GMOs, gluten, additives, heavily concentrated in pure deionized water, electrically stabilized to improve potency, can store in your preparedness pack or medicine cabinet for years. Silver Bullet colloidal silver, 30 parts per million, now $14.95, down from $29.95. You cannot beat this deal.
50% off on Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver and free shipping. Now you know that's going to anger the control freaks. We've also launched the Alex Jones Challenge Pack, the three InfoWars Life products that help take me to the next level. Oxy Powder to flush out the upper and lower intestines. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 and Super Mel Vitality, fused together, have given me and many others amazing results. Discover the groundbreaking, powerfully simple products at InfoWars Life.